Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Episode 1. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Sto molto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu?
Sì, sto benissimo, molto contento di essere qua ancora una volta registrando qualcosa per i nostri ascoltatori.
Sì, un nuovo progetto molto interessante.
Esatto. Now, if you're listening to this, then you may be wondering, what's this all about? This is something new. I wasn't expecting this. And yes, we are doing something a little bit different in these times when everyone's stuck at home and there's not possibly the opportunity to get out and about quite as much as normal. We thought we'd put together a short podcast series to keep you company, to help you think about your Italian and to keep your minds working on your Italian now. This is a short series, so it's a 10-episode series, and we are going to be working at a kind of intermediate level, so it fits well after season 2, and we think that you are going to really enjoy it. Because, Francesca, what's the whole idea behind this? What are we doing over these next 10 episodes?
Well, as you said, because at present we cannot really travel, but it's something that as language learners we all love, we decided to take you for like a virtual tour of some lovely parts of Italy. And in every episode we will be in a different town or city or village of my beautiful country.
Esatto. And in fact, we have got something of a travel diary. So we're going to be following the adventures of Giulia and her friend and listening to their adventures and then, of course, talking about that. So it's time to go straight over to Giulia, or as we know her, Silvia. So Silvia is playing the part of Giulia and we're going to listen to her first episode, her first entry in her travel diary.
Io mi chiamo Giulia e con il mio amico Paolo siamo arrivati questa mattina a Pisa, in Toscana. Tra 5 giorni ci sarà il Palio di Siena, quindi ne stiamo approfittando per visitare tutta la regione. E ovviamente Pisa non poteva mancare. Abbiamo subito lasciato i bagagli al nostro albergo e siamo corsi ad ammirare la Torre di Pisa. A dire la verità, non ce l'aspettavamo così pendente. Paolo ha insistito per avere una foto mentre sorreggeva la torre. Poi abbiamo preso un bel gelato artigianale per combattere l'afa. A fine giugno fa davvero caldo. Per questo a cena abbiamo deciso di mangiare in un ristorante tipico all'aperto. Pasta, salumi, formaggi, buon vino. La cucina toscana è davvero meravigliosa. Dopo cena abbiamo fatto una passeggiata in centro. Le città italiane d'estate vivono di notte. I bar e i negozi erano aperti e in giro c'erano molte persone. Alle 22 però siamo tornati in albergo. Domani ci aspetta una lunga giornata a Lucca.
Benissimo, grazie mille, Giulia o Silvia. Brilliant. So that is Silvia or Giulia's diary entry here. And we are now going to go back through this and talk about some of the words and phrases in here. Because as I'm sure you're aware, there are some new words in here, words that we've definitely not covered so far in Coffee Break Italian. So I'd love to go back through this. Francesca, can we work through each sentence of this, please, if you can read this time?
Of course, Mark. Io mi chiamo Giulia e con il mio amico Paolo siamo arrivati questa mattina a Pisa in Toscana.
Good. So this is fairly straightforward. My name's Giulia and with my friend Paolo. There, Francesca, would amico be with my boyfriend or just with my friend?
No, it's just my friend in Italian, although... who knows what's going on?
Non lo sappiamo. So, con il mio amico. If she had said con il mio ragazzo, that would have been
definitely
a boyfriend.
Yeah. But amico is very innocent in Italian.
Okay, so with my friend Paolo, we arrived this morning in Pisa, in Tuscany. So siamo arrivati, arrivare, an essere verb. So it's we need to agree there with our past participle. Siamo arrivati.
Perfetto, Mark.
Let's go on.
Tra 5 giorni ci sarà il Palio di Siena.
Okay, so tra 5 giorni. We've seen tra before. It could also be fra. It means within 5 days. So in 5 days' time, ci sarà, there will be, the Palio di Siena. Now, tell us about the Palio di Siena, Francesca.
Oh, I think we have spoken several times about il Palio di Siena. It's a fantastic event which takes place in the wonderful city of Siena in Tuscany, where different parts of the city, let's say, compete one against the other, and each part of the city is represented by a horse. So the horse represents the contrada, and the piazza in Siena is transformed into a medieval field, let's say, for the horses to run, and it's really fascinating, and all the people of Siena are really preparing all year round for this very event.
Perfetto. Now, one thing just before we go on, and that is the word or the name of the town, Siena. Francesca, can you say it again?
Well, I say Siena. But Silvia would say Siena. So yep. Different ways of pronouncing the letter E in Italian.
But in both situations, we're still listening to two syllables there. I think as English speakers, we tend to say Siena, three syllables. But no, Siena or Siena, depending on which
and
part
one
of Italy
N,
you come from.
Very important.
Yes, good. Okay, let's go on with the next part of the sentence.
Quindi ne stiamo approfittando per visitare tutta la regione.
So we are taking advantage of it to visit the whole region. Now, this is interesting because approfittare di qualcosa.
Sì.
So that's why we've got the ne in there.
Esatto.
Okay, it's quite tricky that.
No, approfittare di qualcosa. So we basically don't want to repeat. We are taking advantage of this event. So the ne just replaces what we have said before.
Perfetto. Okay, let's continue on.
Ovviamente Pisa non poteva mancare.
Okay, so obviously we couldn't miss Pisa, but listen carefully to the subject of the sentence here. Ovviamente Pisa non poteva mancare.
Sì.
Because remember, mancare is one of these turned around verbs, isn't it?
Sì, in this case, it's actually Pisa could not be missing from the list, could not be lacking from the list of cities to be visited.
Perfetto. Ok, let's continue.
Abbiamo subito lasciato i bagagli al nostro albergo e siamo corsi ad ammirare la torre di Pisa.
Okay, heading straight to perhaps one of Pisa's most famous sites, La Torre di Pisa, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We would add in another word in there, the Leaning Tower of Pisa in English.
Sì, La Torre Pendente.
La Torre Pendente. Abbiamo subito lasciato i bagagli al nostro albergo. So we immediately left our baggages, our luggage, at our hotel. E siamo corsi. This is from the verb correre,
sì.
Which is it's an irregular verb. But we need an irregular past participle here. Siamo corsi. And note, it's another essere verb because it's one of movement. There's movement involved, change of place.
It could also be avere. It's one of those verbs which could have avere or essere, depending on the nuance involved in the movement. In this case, there is a change of position. First, we are in the hotel, and then we end up at the Torre di Pisa. So because there is a change, we need essere. Otherwise, if I were to say I run the marathon, I would use avere. Ho corso la maratona, because there is not the idea of being in a place and ending up in a different place.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we ran to admire the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
A dire la verità, non ce l'aspettavamo così pendente.
So to tell the truth, now that's a useful phrase that we can use just on its own. A dire la verità, to tell the truth. A dire la verità. Now, this next part is a little tricky. Non ce l'aspettavamo.
Aspettavamo.
Così, l'aspettavamo, sorry, così pendente. So we weren't expecting it to be so leaning.
Sì.
Francesca, could you explain a little about aspettarsi?
Aspettarsi, sì, which justifies the presence of ce. So this is a reflexive verb, aspettarsi. So in this case, Giulia is speaking on behalf of herself and her friend Paolo. So normally she should say non ci aspettavamo, but because we also have the direct object replacing la torre, so there would be a clash using ci and the L apostrophe or the la, ci, la doesn't sound right in Italian. So just for phonetic reasons, the ci becomes ce.
So combining these different pronouns is quite tricky. We'll definitely cover that in future lessons of Coffee Break Italian. Don't worry too much about that there. If we can just expect it here to be a translation, we can look at this as a simple translation. Non ce l'aspettavamo così pendente.
Esatto.
We didn't expect it to be as leaning.
Sì. Paolo ha insistito per avere una foto mentre sorreggeva la torre.
Right, this is an interesting word, sorreggeva. What verb is that from, Francesca?
Sorreggere.
Sorreggere, is it like to support?
To support, to hold with the idea of making an effort because it's heavy, because it's leaning.
And I'm sure if you've not taken a photo yourself at the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you've seen many people taking photos at the Leaning Tower of Pisa supporting it. I'm sure I've got one from when I was 8, only to ask La Signora Gloria if she still has this photo. what's happening here? Paolo insisted on taking a photo while he was supporting the tower.
Poi abbiamo preso un bel gelato artigianale per combattere l'afa.
And then we had a nice ice cream, a nice artisan ice cream, a homemade ice cream, per combattere l'afa. That's interesting.
Sì. Per combattere l'afa. L'afa is such a typical word of the Italian summer. It means mugginess, when it's really hot and you can't breathe and you feel tired and it's humid. So we often talk about un tempo afoso, which is the adjective for afa.
Okay. And of course, un bel gelato sempre aiuta.
Sempre, sempre una buona scusa. C'è sempre una buona scusa per un buon gelato.
So we had a nice homemade ice cream to combat the mugginess, to deal with the mugginess, combattere l'afa. Okay, we're going to take a quick break there and we'll be back very soon with the remainder of this text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Bentornati. Okay, let's continue on.
A fine giugno fa davvero caldo.
So at the end of June, it really is hot. Fa caldo, fa davvero calda. Caldo, it really is hot.
Per questo, a cena, abbiamo deciso di mangiare in un ristorante tipico all'aperto.
So for this reason, per questo, a cena abbiamo deciso di mangiare, so we, at dinner we decided to eat in un ristorante tipico, in a typical restaurant all'aperto, out in the open.
Pasta, salumi, formaggi, buon vino, La cucina toscana è davvero meravigliosa.
E ho l'acquolino in bocca.
Anch'io.
It sounds lovely. So pasta, salumi are the cold meats.
Cold meats.
Formaggi, cheeses, buon vino, a good wine. La cucina toscana è davvero meravigliosa. So the Tuscan cooking is really marvelous. Excellent.
Dopo cena abbiamo fatto una passeggiata in centro. Le città italiane d'estate vivono di notte.
Okay, so after the meal, dopo cena, we don't need to say dopo la cena. Could we say dopo
no,
la
dopo
cena?
No, dopo cena. It's dopo like cena. A set time of the day, so after mm-hmm. dinner, dopo cena.
Abbiamo fatto una passeggiata in centro. We had a walk in the center of the town. And then we've got a little explanation about le città italiane, Italian cities, d'estate, in the summer. And that's interesting, we'll come back to that. Vivono di notte, they live at night time. So they come alive
esatto.
at night time.
Sì, è bellissimo, mi manca sì. molto questa sensazione.
Esatto, esatto.
Delle estati italiane.
So the Italian cities, d'estate, in summer.
Sì.
Is it always di when we're using in a season?
We can also say in estate, mm-hmm. in estate o d'estate.
So would we say d'inverno anche?
Sì. Di primavera and di autunno is not as common. We mm-hmm. normally say in primavera and in autunno.
But we've got that choice with estate and inverno.
Sì.
Good. Okay, let's see what else happened.
I bar e i negozi erano aperti e in giro c'erano molte persone.
So the bars and the shops were all open and around about, in giro, c'erano molte persone. There were lots of people. And just watch molte there, because lots of, when molto means lots of, that means you have to agree, because it's an adjective.
Alle 22, però, siamo tornati in albergo. Domani ci aspetta una lunga giornata a Lucca.
Okay, so alle 22, at literally 2200 hours, perfectly normal to say that in Italian. It doesn't sound like a military time or anything like that.
We could also say alle 10, because it's kind of obvious from the context that we are talking about 10 p.m. Or another option would be alle 10 di sera, but it's kind of clear from the context.
Yep. So, alle 22, però, siamo tornati in albergo. However, at 10 o'clock, we return to the hotel. Domani ci aspetta una lunga giornata a Lucca. Tomorrow, to us, awaits a long day in Lucca.
Sì.
Perfetto. Okay,
sì.
What we'll do now is listen again to the text, and then that should give you a good idea about what you'll now understand based on what we've talked about.
Io mi chiamo Giulia e con il mio amico Paolo siamo arrivati questa mattina a Pisa, in Toscana. Tra 5 giorni ci sarà il Palio di Siena. Quindi ne stiamo approfittando per visitare tutta la regione. E ovviamente Pisa non poteva mancare. Abbiamo subito lasciato i bagagli al nostro albergo e siamo corsi ad ammirare la Torre di Pisa. A dire la verità, non ce l'aspettavamo così pendente. Paolo ha insistito per avere una foto mentre sorreggeva la torre. Poi abbiamo preso un bel gelato artigianale per combattere l'afa. A fine giugno fa davvero caldo. Per questo a cena abbiamo deciso di mangiare in un ristorante tipico all'aperto. Pasta, salumi, formaggi, buon vino. La cucina toscana è davvero meravigliosa. Dopo cena abbiamo fatto una passeggiata in centro. Le città italiane d'estate vivono di notte. I bar e i negozi erano aperti e in giro c'erano molte persone. Alle 22 però siamo tornati in albergo. Domani ci aspetta una lunga giornata a Lucca.
Allora è tutto per oggi. That's it for this episode. Francesca, conosci Pisa tu?
Conosco Pisa, sono stata a Pisa un po' di volte, ma non sono mai stata a Lucca. Ah. Ed è una città che vorrei tantissimo visitare perché so che è molto bella per... No, non lo voglio dire, okay. È molto bella per tante cose, quindi aspetto con trepidazione il prossimo episodio.
Perfetto, allora la prossima volta andremo a Lucca. We'll go Bene. Together to Lucca in the next episode of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. We hope that you've enjoyed this slightly different show, but we hope that it's been useful to you and that you are looking forward to following the adventures of Giulia and Paolo, through their journey around the beautiful part of Tuscany. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, don't forget you can check us out on social media. We're always over on Facebook every week. We are also on Instagram and on Twitter. Just look for Coffee Break Italian in all those places. Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. And of course, head to the Coffee Break Academy where you'll be able to find more content matching this series. Grazie molte e arrivederci.
Alla prossima, ciao!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.